The Gemara continues, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We just finished saying that there's Be'etzem Hekesh earlier in the Gemara, Daf Nun Hey, between the par and the sawyer. Because by the par, it says the amount of times that you are Zoyrik Lamato. It says Sheva Pomim in Adam Be'etzboy. That's Lamato. By the sawyer, it says Yehiza Oisoy. Oisoy is singular term, which means Achas Lamalo. By the Sora, it says Achaz Amalo. By the Par, don't say how many times Amalo. By the Sora, don't say how many times Amato. Just say Lufniak Apergos by the Sora. So there's a Hekesh that we learn out, Par to Sora, and likewise the Posuk says that V'osa is Domekash, Osa Ladama Par. Whatever was done by the Par is done by the Sora. So you're Makish Par to Sora. But now that you also want to learn that what you do outside, meaning by the oil moed, b'chein tzatzel oil moed, that the same par and sor that you did from the inside, ben abadim, you also do from the heichel into the paroiches direction, that's another hekesh. So dova loim behekesh, it cannot be choizim alam behekesh, frek the Gemara, klal and kochim. Frek the Gemara, five lines from the top, nun zayinam et aleph, v'chi dova loim behekesh, choizim alam behekesh. Zogt Rashi, v'chi dova loim behekesh, kagoyim par shalom v'matonis pnim, ach samalim in asor, behekesh. Because it says oisoy. And that means one. V'asoy sheva lamata behekesh min apar. Because bapar says sheva pomim. V'alamato. Choyzrinu melamdim matonoi shebifnim amatonis apareches behekesh devechein yasel oil moed. Likewise you do in the oil moed, meaning from the heichel side. V'kamlam sechaz vochim bemtes. Ein lemeidim bekotchim hekesh min hekesh. So the whole limud, what you're doing now in the second azoy is from the par and the soyer, from the outside is a hekesh min hekesh. How could you do so? Zog the Gemara, enter the Gemara. Hai hemen of a dover achahu v'la v'hekesh. So the Gemara is saying that the first hekesh is not really a hekesh. It's not that it doesn't say lamana lamato by par or by sawyer. By par it says lamana lamato, by sawyer it says lamana lamato. Just you're lacking the number by one of them. The lamato it says by par, the lamalo it says by sawyer, it says oisoy, sheva pom it says by par. That nekuda, that small prat is not a hekesh. So Mela doesn't have the chisorin of hekesh, choyzo malamit behekesh. So Rashi, a man of Dover Acher, Hekesh Rishon Lav Hekeshu, Sherei Bein Bepar, Bein Besor, Ksiv, Milo Mato. The Ik and the Kudah, the Milo Mato is written, spelled out by both of them. V'loi Hutzucho Lul Moed Zemizeh. All you have to learn out is only Elohes HaMinyon. Hilka Kolchad V'chad Me'atzmoy Lomad Miktsas. V'Dover Acher Mesayeo B'Miktsas. Be'etzem it's written by each one individually, by Par and by Sor, it's written the main Nekudah, which is Lamano Lamato. Miktsas, you need a little help from the counterpart, from the sawyer, from the part, the melamed on the seven or on the one. The ain't a lomid behekesh, that's not called the limud of a hekesh. So mele, it's no problem now that you're learning out to the heichel, to b'chein yasel oil moyed. So Ebbe said, what's yes called the hekesh? She'en choizem lam behekesh? So Rashi, the heichel on the hekesh, she'en choizem lam behekesh? K'goin im loinem alamata b'soy klal. If let's say it wasn't written lamata by sawyer at all, and the whole hazor lamata you have to learn out from par. Or lamala b'par, if let's say it wouldn't have written lamala b'par at all, loy ne'ma klal, v'lomdu ha-behemes zu-mezu behekesh, and then you learn from a hekesh, the behemes one from another, hainu hekesh en chozom lam behekesh. My saying the prat of how many times, that's not called a hekesh, so you don't have the chisaron of chozom lam behekesh. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, this is a good teretz, that it's called heimeno v'dova acher, so it's not called a hekesh. Henich leman do omer loy ha-behekesh, there's a machloikus, it, as such, in Zvachim Nun Zayin, if that's called a hekesh or not, we're explaining it's not called a hekesh according to one man, the Omar. Henich leman the Omar, lo have a hekesh, a prat that's lacking in number, a mispar is not called a hekesh. Henich leman the Omar, lo have a hekesh. Eleman the Omar, have a hekesh, that's also called a hekesh. So, Michael, Amema, you're back to the kasha, ein chozim malam be hekesh. And for the Gemara, the tzveite teretz, according to this man, the Omar, mekoimusu de gamri mahadodi. That means, we're saying as follows. Zog Rashi, mekoimus de gamri mahadodi. Ain't the hekesh halomim in a hekesh? Why is it not a hekesh? Choyz alam a hekesh. Even though there's a man the Omar in Zvachim now that it's called a hekesh, even though you're learning numbers, meaning the prat of how many times, but it's still not called a hekesh. That's choyz alamet. Why? Because it's a different akuda. Ain't the hekesh halomim in a hekesh? Shagay behekesh arishon lomdu beheimay zumizu. But the first hekesh you're learning par from soy and soy from par. Ve'os es domoy kasha osa ledam apar. Azosh teden posuk ve'osa. Whatever you did to par, you have to do to soil. That's hekesh number one. Legabe the behemus. Uvehekesh sheni lahuka shum dover lachz mena behemus. Lumoid mimeno. You're not learning behemus. Mashalom de behekesh mechaverto. But in the second hekesh, you're being melamed the mokum. Whatever was done in the pnim has to be done now in the hechel. If the first hekesh is makesh behemoth one to another, and the second one is makesh the mokum, that's not dov alon behekesh choizom lam behekesh. It's a different nekuda. Here it's the nekuda of the behemoth one to another, part the soil. And here it's in the kud of the mokum one to another. And that's sakal the chisaron of choizem lam behekesh. Elam koim esuk shu zel zeh. Vechein yasa lo yomot kash kipra la kodesh. Vaha kodesh lo lomad klum mitchila behekesh. He never learned in the first hekesh legabi the mokum. Ela ha par hu kash the soyer. Vaha soyer lo par bematonis ha kodesh. That's the second teretz of the Gemara. Ibo yisema, the Gemara brings a third teretz. Chutz mi bifnim b'chad zim negomar. So the Gemara is saying it's in one shot. We don't look at it, it's like kulechad egzehu. Sometimes we have a kasha, ain't gozing gzehu, kulechad egzehu. Here it's kulechad ekesh. That which you learn, part to soyer, bifnim, at the same time you're also learning, v'chein tassalo, y'chein yassalo yamoyed, and it doesn't go into the category of hekesh, v'chozom lam behekesh. Zog drashi, ibo yisem chutz bifnim b'chalazim negomar, inami sviralon de bifnim behekesh lomad. Even if you're going to say that pnim is taker hekesh, yochalachse v'lomad al hechel b'vas achas in one shot, mashikosu b'beferush, kegoin, achas l'mala b'soyer, that which is written b'feferush, like the one l'mala b'soyer, v'shev l'mata b'par, and that which is written b'feferush, that you're makish one to another, so v'imoyem, and with that, you're together in one package deal, you also are makish, af mashalom b'hekesh, so every day, what's excluded? What's taka hekesh that's not chozem lamed? If let's say the hekel did not have to learn out from the inside, ela mashalom behekesh, only that which was learned out from the hekesh, only that nekuda. Aval hashto the hutzach lumad mimeno es a mefurish boy. Now that you have to learn the mefurish boy, meaning that which written by par, you have to melamed to sor, or that which written by sor, you have to lamed to par. Boy, lomad akob vasachas. Then bevasachas in one shot, you can put together and have two birds in one shot, and that's not called a gedder of hekesh chozem lam behekesh. Zok the Gemara Tana, kshu maze eine maze al aparoiches ela keneged aparoiches. Zok the Gemara big yisoid that when you maze, you're not maze on the paroiches, but you maze keneged the paroiches. Keneged the paroiches means in the direction of the paroiches, but it ends up going on the floor. And like we mentioned in the Mishnah, Reb Leib Malan says the biggest soid in the Hazor of the Paroiches. It's unlike the Hazor on the Karnes HaMizbeach. The Hazor on the Karnes HaMizbeach, the purpose of the Hazor is to reach the Karen. So Mamela doesn't make difference where you stand. You can have a good aim and stand far. You have a bad aim, you stand close. The ik is where it reaches. Mashekin over here, there is no mokum where it has to reach. It's not the pshat that has to be Hazor on the Paroiches. It's connect the paroiches. So Mela Taka falls on the Ritzbah. No specific place where on the Ritzbah. So Mela, it's not a din in where it has to reach. It's a din in where you have to stand when you're Maza. And that's why it's Meduktik and Rashi in the Mishnah. It says he has to be Oymed Ben Abadim. He has to stand Ben Abadim. It's not Pshat, you have a good aim, stand from far. You have to be Oymed Ben Abadim. Because the mitzvah is not where it reaches. The mitzvah is the releasing of the dam where you're standing. The Nafkamina by Nikta Yodai, the Rishonim point out. If Nikta Yodai and the coin became a Balmum before it reaches Karnas HaMizbeach, it will be considered a Psul of a coin Balmum. Because the Maisa that you need, was mefodded, is that it should reach the Karnas. I'm a Balmum at that time. So it's a Chesan of Balmum. Mashenkin by Hazos HaPnimiyos, there is no Mokum it has to reach. If you became Nikta Yodai after you released the dam, even before it reaches Keneged HaParekas on the floor, it would not be Chesan of Nikta Yodai, because the Maisa was the releasing of the dam, not where it reaches. And that's why the Gemara Taka says over here, Eina maze ala parekas ala Keneged HaParekas. Zog Gemara Omer Rabbeloz Reb Yosi, Hanigui Yisi B'Roimi. Fascinating. I saw the parekas in Rome. And I saw numerous droplets of blood on there. Shall par v'sor sheyem kippurim of the par and sor of yom kippurim. Now he held that it did reach. Either by accident it reached, or it reached. But upon him he clearly says, I saw it with my own eyes. Now Rashi brings, what's the pshat he saw it in Rome? What's the pshat? What's the story? Zok Rashi, ani reisi b'goymi. M'sechas b'ilo daf yudzayin amad beiz. Gabe ben talmiyoin nase nes l'gabe lozib reb yoisi. Reb Lozer Reb Yosi, who is saying that he saw it in Rome, there was a nest that took place to him. Sheripas bas melech roimi. He healed the daughter of the king of Rome, the emperor. Shenichnas shade begufa. There was a spirit, a shade that went into her body. Sheshmoi ben Talmiyoin. They brought him into the king's chambers. Little kol mashiyitza, as a reward, you took out the shade, take as you please. Any reward you want. Like the Maizb is Yosef ben, right, that the Medrash brings about Yosef ben, what was the, they went and he showed the Romans and he wanted to take the menorah and he said, not that. But, well, Yosef ben Akdima, what was his name? Yosef ben whatever. But the point is, he said, take as a reward you what you want. He saw different decrees against Klal Yisrael that I'm going to rip up. So there won't be any gzeiros against us. But umotzam v'korom v'shom ro klei beis hamikdash ba'oitzer. Over there he says, black and white, he saw the kelim of the beis hamikdash in the oitzer of Rome. The Gemara says the oren was nignaz in the makom mikdash or was taken to Bavel. That's the oren. We're not talking about the oren. We're talking about klei beis hamikdash. I saw the menorah. I saw a different kelim in the oitz of the melech. And Bekevega points out what he saw. Zog the Bekevega brings obviously the Rabnosin. Machtesh shel beis haftinas, shulchan u'menoira u'paroiches, v'tzitz adayin munochim beroimi. Black and white and pickled up a leather. In obviously the Rabnosin, I mean, that it's adayin munochim beroimi. Not the oren. Oren is niklas ben koimoi, oren was taking the bubble. That's the machloikas we had. Or niklas tachas oitzad eitzim, beis eitzim. But the kelim, the menorah, the tzitz, or the paroiches are still in Rome. Adayom azoy state in Ovest Remnosin. Zog the Gemara, Zalkoponim, Omra Blaz Reb Yosef, Anirisi Begoymi, Voyola Kameti Bidomish Al Parvus Hashem Kippurim. Zog the Gemara, what's the raya that it was the part of the Sarv Yom Kippur that he saw the blood on the paroiches and not on the floor? Vidilma the Pachalim Dovash Al Tzibu, Visir Avedi Zog Ava. When the tzibur is over avera based on the bezdin giving a wrong psak, they make a parhelim dovash al tzibur and see avar dizog when they did avar dizog because of them. So they also have to go hazoris pnimiyos. Zog d'gemara the chazed avidi kesidron. It wasn't those applications of dam because I saw kesidron. Achaz amal shiva lamato kemenagda. The gemara said the losh of gemara was kemenagda kemenagdeno that it goes down like malchus from the. Because if I am downward, that's how I saw the Seder going down. So it's clearly from the Par and Tzor of Yom Kippurim. Zog Gemara now a similar memra punkt vaket. V'tana nami gavi Par Helam Dovash Tzibur. We find similarly by Par Helam Dovash Tzibur ki agavna. K'shu mazeh lo yin nogim peroiches. But when they're mazeh, they were not mazeh on the peroiches. V'im nogu nogu. If it touched, it touched. But that's not where they aimed to shoot. It wasn't hazor on the peroiches. It was towards that direction. If it hit, it didn't make a difference. Now, on this, the Gemara says, "Om Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosef, Aniri Yisi Begoymi. I saw the parochs in Rome. Voyola kameti pedomim shal paralim dovash atzibur. V'sir Rabbi Zoga. I saw the paralim dovash atzibur on the parochs. V'dil zog Gemara the same tchia, but the opposite. V'dil with the par v'sar shem kipurim ninu. Who says was paralim dovash atzibur? Maybe was par v'sar shem kipurim. On that, the Gemara says, "The chazino Davido shaloi kesidron. It wasn't the par v'sar shem kipurim because I saw shaloi kesidron. Shaloi kesidron." It's two different stories, vice stories. Can't be the same stories as I saw Kesidron, I saw Shalok Kesidron. So I saw that it was Shalok Kesidron. So Mela, I know that it was Payam Dovash Hatzibur and Tzirah Verizora. And that's what we're saying. It's not the Pshat, it was Payam Kippurim, but rather it's Payam Dovash Hatzibur and Tzirah Verizora. Maybe it's Machlokes what the story was. Because it was one time that he let him in Pashas. He healed the daughter of the Melech. So maybe it was a machlokes in the Masechta. What the Kabbalah was. But the Diak in the Gemara that Achrenim make over here, it says by Parhelim Dovash Tzibur. It says Im Nogu Nogu. In the first memra, when it says by the Par Yom Kippurim, it doesn't say Im Nogu Nogu. It might be true to Din, but it doesn't say so in the Braisa. Why over here does it say? Previously, it doesn't say Nogu Nogu. By Yom Kippur. Over here, and it says, by the Parham Dovashi, it says, Vim Nogu Nogu. Why? So the Sikh Yitzhak Taka says, it's Lav Dafka. Here it says Nogu Nogu, it's Megal on there also. Im Nogu Nogu, it's not a psul. But the Gvuas Agi, boys, the Gavaldi Yisoid. And he says, it doesn't say Nogu Nogu. Because if it will be Nogu, it will be a psul. Pasha Yom Kippurim, if it touches the Parochas, it's a psul. Why? We have a limut v'chein yasel oil moyed. That likewise you have to do to oil moyed. Well, the oil moyed behedya is heichel, and paroiches is a kedushas kodesh hakadoshim. So it can't be v'chein yasel oil moyed. We balt if it's noga be paroiches, it's considered that it went to a makom of kedushas of Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim, so it can be V'chein Yasa Lo Yomoyed. Because Lo Yomoyed Gufa means that it's not a Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'chein Yasa Lo Yomoyed, the Azoy that you do from the other side, is not supposed to be in Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Pasuk can't say V'chein Yasa Lo Yomoyed if Nogu is not a Psul. So it must be that Nogu is a Psul. Because Nogu means that it can go on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, then the Pasuk V'chein Yasa Lo Yomoyed doesn't make sense. So the Gvu Asari, V'chein Yasa Lo Yomoyed is a Gilui that it can't be Nogu. And it will be Nogu, it will be a Psul, and that's what the Braise Meduktuk. It doesn't say Nogu by the part shall sorry Shriam Kippurim.
If the Icarus Rikas in the sky, and right when you throw it, there's nothing to do with where it gets to, so then how is it the worst
argument? Lemafreya, it will be a Nifsal because it hits the Mokum Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's what he says. He says Lemafreya. After it hit, it will be a Nifsal, Lemafreya. And because it exists, akos b'chein yasal oyamoyed. So it can't be that that will be nichlan b'chein yasal oyamoyed if the ma'ase hit the makom kodesh kedoshim.
Part of the zrika, or it's only a place.
The zrika, like we said, nikta yodoy is already not a balmum, but it will be lemafreya nifsal if it because it gate nish lagain and exists akos b'chein yasal oyamoyed. That's a gvuzer. I hear. Yeah, that's seemingly what he says. That's a question. That's a question. Right, right. But he's going on the tzad that the kedusha of kodesh kedoshim is on the whole. That was a suffix we had by the amitraksin who made two proxin. But now we're going on the tzad that it is. So then it would be a problem if it's nagu. Zok digamav vayter nisal vuloi domim bedomim a new sugya nisal vuloi domim bedomim. If let's say, and Rashi learns, this is talking about the first wide line, Nis'avala dom b'domim, shall par v'shal soyer, koydim shenosim b'fnim klum. The par, you do first, b'fnim. Then you do, and that's ach zamala shev lamata. Then you do the soyer, ach zamala shev lamata. Then you do afterwards the chutz, par and then soyer. Rashi's saying, Nis'avu, when did it get mixed up, dom b'domim, the par and the soyer? Before you even made any application, koyim shenosim b'fnim klum, you didn't even do anything.
How did you get the dam and the soyer?
You shechted it, correct? You're supposed to first do the application and then after you shechted it. But let's say you shechted it earlier, before you did the application. You have the two domim, and it got mixed up. Nis'av loy domim b'domim. So zok to gemara omar rove. Other rishonim don't learn like Rashi. I'm trying to learn that it was ready applied, but let's go with Rashi. Nis'avela dom b'dom shal parish asoy koim shal mefinim klum. He didn't do any application inside. Oh my God! Noisin achz lamala v'shiv lamato. So right now you have an irvuv of two different domim. So why do you have to do achz lamala v'shiv lamato par and then follow suit by sawyer? Just do two birds in one shot. The Rove says you do as follows: achz lamala v'shiv lamato v'oyle lelekan lekan. Since it's Mu'ur of Par and Soyer, so I'm doing Par, which includes Soyer, Lamalo, and I'm doing Par, which includes Soyer, Lamato. Sok di Gemara, Amru Kameh de Rabbi Yirmiyah, they told Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omar, he said, Bavloi Tipshoi, the Babylonians are Tipshim. Why? Mishum de Daga Ba'arad de Chashoicha, they're living in a land that is Metzula, that is Chashoicha. Amr Shmaitz de Mechashchen, how could you have a double application that includes Par and Soyer, Lamalo, Lamato? Hokoyov Lamalo de Soyer, Mikama Mata de Par. If you are doing lamalo par soyer in one shot, then you're doing the lamalo of the soyer before you did lamato of the par. You're supposed to do par lamato, and then soyer lamato. If you're doing in one shot lamalo par soyer, then you did the lamalo of the soyer before you did the lamato of the par. Hokoyov lamalo of the soyer mikame lamato the par. Vatoyga omro vechilo mikaper es hakodesh. Vechilo mikaper. The pasuk says. That's the inside and the outside. Then you mark the etzim innards of the soyachai. But we see this is seder advarim. V'chilu michaper means there has to be done al seder. So you can't do the application of lamal of the soy before matar the par. So how could you do two birds in one shot? Zok di gemara. Now, Tosis right away points out, why do you have to bring this pasuk of a chilo michaper? Tapeugle the bottom Tosis it says the matnas damapar bereisha exiv chuka. Matnas damapar written first, so first goes first, and it says chuka. Chuka means said is makiv. So what do you have to tell me? Your whole chilo michaper. Tosis says the reason why you have to have it is because hava mina from chuka lo yafir on hech deshina asedish shalmaisa sholem. Let's say you were makdim kol avoid asoyer. You did all the application of the soy before the par. Dosh teit nchukah that you can't mix up the yoitzers. The bechad mokah mekayim matonet the par. Aval ki agavna sheinem makdim ela achas matonet the soy. You're only doing one of the matonets of the soy before the par lamato. But the lamala part you did par also. You only did your makdim lamala the soy before lamato the par. It's only half a seder shaloi kesidron. So mikame sheva matonet the par loy ma'akev. Maybe that would not be ma'akev. Mitzat chukah. Chukah just means you did lamala and lamata the soy before lamala mata the par. But if here you did only the lamala of the soy before lamata the par, so maybe over here would not be ma'akev. So you need the pasuk of a kilo dam par legamri v'chilo mechaper. It has to be kilo dam soy. It has to be kilo dam par and then dam soy, even if it's only a half a shalika sidron. And that's like a shinak. All of our kosher lakav, that's what Taisa says. But on Kaponim, the Gemara says, it's a tipshus to say this. Why? Because you're doing the lamal of the soyer before lamata the par. What do you do if they're mixed up? You do l'shem par, ach lamal l'shem lamata, like you're supposed to do. And then you do again lamato, and then you do again the same sor, ach samalav shiv lamato. So you do it twice, you tak it, don't do two birds in one shot, because it has to be kasidon, it can't be lamala the sor before mata the par. Now the question that the Chorish Shver and the Tzion Bavorns is, in the blood is mixed up par and sor. So what do you mean you do now? Lamala the par and then lamata the par, and then lamala the sor and lamata the sor when it got mixed up. In the lamal of the par, you also did lamal of the soyer. The metzias, it's in there. It got mixed up. Oh, so you want to say faket the kavona? Very good. So the Toshonim Bavon is kasha, and he says that we balt its bottle. So and you're not miskaven, and you're saying even better, you have faket the kavona. So then it's not considered an application of dam soyer at all. Then he says another chiddush, it's not bal toisif. Maybe it's bal toisif. He says bal toisif, it can't be because you're only doing it in order to get myself out of this suffix. I don't know what this is. A person in the supik, in tefillin, rashi, I mean, whatever, the halacha is like rashi. But something you're doing al suffix, you're doing something again, it's not called bal toisif. You're doing it because you're a supik gufa. Teshonim by me is anun chesam and aleph. Nois in achs lamala v'shev lamato. V'afagav shema zenami dam asoyer. It's in there. Hani Azois Betela saying the enem is kavon lahazois midam asoy. Vafilu madom mitzain tzich kavona. You don't need kavona. Hainuk shigiyaz manoi. Avakan lo yigiyaz dain zmanazos dam asoy. It's at the time. So then you don't need kavona. Even tzich kavona is not going to be chal. Umishum bal toisef leiko. Shloi neima bal toisef elak shuba atzmoi. When it's on its own. Kedam gidim rashona. Loi neima bal toisef elak shuba atzmoi. Ve'oi desveiku. He says, "V'oid is fake." Was what we're saying. It's a suffix. I'm doing it suffix. And then he says, "It's on its own. It's not on its own. It's together with other ones." The point is, it's not bal toisif, and it's not considered that you did the application of the soyer. Zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara says the next case. Let's say it got mixed up, and here Rashi says matonis achoynos the bottom Rashi. Achas shenos and achas lamalam in a par. After you did one lamalam from the par. So you did an application of the par. It didn't get mixed up before that. You did an application of par lamalo achas. And now it got mixed up before you did lamata the par. Now the par and the soy got mixed up. What do you do now? So what you do is you continue seven below and have both in mind. L'shem par, l'shem soy. And then you do just soy lamalo. That means I did application of par lamalo. Then it got mixed up. I do lamato, l'shem par and soyer because they're both in there. And then I'm just missing one lamalo of soyer, which is totally out of order. It's much worse. You're not doing lamalo the soyer before lamato the par. You're doing lamato the soyer before lamalo the soyer. In the soyer itself, you're mixing up. That's much worse. Zog di gamoga, omale rove ad hash to call it tipshoy. Till now, for lamalo the soyer before lamato the par, you were called tipshoy. Hashta tipshoy to tipshoy. Now you're tipish man tipish. Why? They come gamrin lo veloy gemira. I just told you that not to do out of order, and now I just told you, and you're going weiter. Vokoyoy mata the soy, mikame malo the soy. If you're doing lamato for having in mind par and soy, then you're doing lamato the soy before lamalo the soy. Vatega omgo ten lamalo vachalamato. The Torah says to do lamala before lamato. So here in the story itself, you're doing lamata before lamalo. So that's why it's even a greater tipshus. It's tipshoi, the tipshoi. Elo zok di gemara, but rather what you do, there's no shortcuts. Elo magova, noise is sheva lamato, the shem par, You do seven lamata l'shem par because you're in the middle of the par. V'choyz v'noyz and ax l'malo, and then you do one l'malo, v'shev lamata l'shem sor, and like this you do everything kesidron, l'mata of the par, all seven, and then l'malo of the sor, and then l'mata of the sor. We'll stop over here. Before we stop over here, I'll just fear ois with the tois and ervin, me'inyan l'inyan, being it's a parish of tshuva now. In the middle of Elul, tois and ervin dafkuf says, let's say you mixed up domim shenison b'matona achas, with the Domish and Tonim Matona Dalit. So there's a question in Machlokes Tanoim in Ibshu and Ibleaz in Zvochim, Dafpei. Do you do Achas? But maybe it's called Bal Tigra. You're supposed to do four. Or do you do Arba? Maybe it's Bal Toysa. Maybe it's supposed to be one. It's a big Machlokes. It's better Sheval Taisa to do one. It's a Kumba Esse. You're doing four. Svek Toysa Kasha. What's the Shaila? Let Esse be Doicha Loise. Meaning, the application of Zgika is a mitzvah Esse. And Bal Toysa is a Loisa Esse. Loi Tigra. Loi Toysa. So S is dechaloise. And for toises, when someone came about through Pshia, you don't say baltoisef. You don't say S dechaloise. When he says S dechaloise, mila b'tziras, it's not a Pshia. Or klein b'tzitzis, it's not a Pshia. It's klein b'tzitzis. It's mila b'tziras, it's not my Pshia. Masha'enken, you mixed up domim, you caused it to be mixed up. There's no S dechaloise. So they once asked Reb Chaim, the Gemara in Yuma Peivov, we'll see soon, says that Reb Yochanan said, G'doyle tshuva, shedoyche loyse b'teira. Tshuva is doyche loyse, which loyse? Machzik u'shos mishenises. The Gemara says, when you do an avera, it's like the Eibusha divorces us, marry someone else. You do tshuva, he comes back. I, mishenises, goyle tshuva, shedoyche loyse b'teira. So they asked, the Kvega asked this kash already, what's the goyse chidosh Reb Yochanan? Es doyche loyse? So once someone asked Reb Chaim this question in Varsha, he says, the Maestro is the Gevaldik Akasha. What needs Reb Yechon's drasha of Gdolah Tshuva Shrech Eloi Shem Torah? It's regular Pash V'Estach Eloi Seh. Zog the Reb Chaim, so Reb Chaim said, Ein Toises Erevin Davkuf. Toises says, when someone comes about to Pshia, Mis Ava Dom B'Domim, you don't say Esed Erech Eloi Seh. So anytime you do an Avera and the Eberstein divorces us and married someone else, it comes about to Pshia, even an Oynes. You should have been more careful. Avera, Richuk, is your Pshia. On that, you don't say Esed Erech Eloi Seh. So you need the Chiddush of Reb Yechon and Gdolah Tshuva Shrech Eloi Shem Torah. We'll stop a bit and then we'll see.